Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Sanjay Kumar, the former head of CA, has implicated other current and former CA officials in an affidavit filed in a New York district court. Kumar is now serving a jail sentence following a high-profile accounting scandal at the software vendor. At the heart of the scandal was an accounting practice at CA referred to as the 35-day month, which enabled CA to prematurely record revenue in order to meet Wall Street analysts' expectations. According to Kumar's declaration, former CEO Charles Wang, board member and ex-US Senator Alphonse D'Amato, ex-board chairman Louis Ranieri, and co-founder Russell Arts all knew about the practice. Microsoft will release four critical updates next Patch Tuesday that address remote code execution vulnerabilities in some of its software. The fixes include one for Windows Media Player 11 and one for various versions of Windows. The two other patches will address problems with Windows Media Encoder 9 and Office 2007. The Americas SAP Users Group is forming a new global community for customers of business objects, the business intelligence vendor that SAP bought earlier this year. Membership in the Global Business Objects Network will be free until 2010. The organization hopes to get existing user groups to serve as local chapters while it provides marketing and operational support. Sun Microsystems will introduce a storage appliance based on its Fishworks software package by the end of this year and later extend the technology to other products through partnerships. Fishworks is a set of software components for building specialized appliances on industry-standard x86 hardware. Though it runs best on Sun equipment and the company's OpenSolaris open-source operating system, it could theoretically work on other platforms, according to Sun. The idea behind Fishworks is to offer the all-in-one simplicity of an appliance, fully tested and configured, with open-source software and commodity hardware. In an experiment to demonstrate the possible dangers of social networking applications, a team of researchers have built a malicious application that Facebook users can install on their profile pages. The seemingly harmless application performs a clandestine denial-of-service attack that, if it were installed by millions of Facebook users, could cripple a website. The researchers uploaded their Photo of the Day application to Facebook in January, and even without advertising or other promotion, close to 1,000 people have installed it. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.